Opry time. Welcome to Grand Ole Opry with Rob Grassfield, Minnie Pearl, and starring Red Foley.
Down life's crooked road, lots of things I never knew, cause of me not knowing I now find trouble got in the trail, spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that teacher's sign.
Teacher, there's a money road ahead. Teacher, ain't no mind to what it said. Teacher, all these better things I find. Should have read.
Right to the place where it said about peace, I thought that all my worries were behind. But the farther I go, the more sorrow I know. Should have read that detour sign.
Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, ain't no mind what it said. Detour, all these better things I find. Should have read that detour sign.
Red, you see what I see over there trying to chin himself on the butter churn?
I sure do, Grant. It's the Clark Gable of the kitchen table, Rod Brassfield.
Miss Foley, I'm sort of wobbly and woozy tonight because last night during home, boy, my gal Susie had a big bargain birthday.
Now, wait a minute, Rod. I know how women love bargains, but tell me, just what is a bargain birthday?
Well, Miss Foley, a bargain birthday is when a woman in her upper 40s marks herself down to the lower 20s. Howdy, friend. You know, it ain't so hot tonight, is it? I should cool.
Hey, Rod, listen, while we're on the subject of age, tell me, just how old is your gal Susie?
Well, Miss Foley, I wondered that myself, so I asked her, and she said, Rod, I'm just in the neighborhood of 16. Uncle Cyphers was standing there. He says, Barnett, Susie, you better move because that old neighborhood's getting to look mighty run down. Well, Uncle Cyp had him a good time at the party there with all the pretty gals. He had him one on each knee when his wife, Aunt Sap, come storming in there. Aunt Sap says, Cyp, you old fool, don't you know you're in your second childhood? Uncle Cyp chucked one of the gals on the chin and says, by Neddy, this is my second childhood. It sure is a heap more fun than my first one. From then on, I've chatted you things got rough. I run over and I says, Aunt Sap, what in the cat hair are you hitting Uncle Sipe over the head with that there umbrella stand for? She says, Rodney, I asked your Uncle Sipe if he minded me being 40, and that critter says, no, I don't mind you being 40, but I sure wished I could change you for 220s. Right then, Susie's little old brother, Tyrone, he's sort of a smart aleck kid. He come walking up bragging on himself. He says, I can name all 48 of the states in alphabetical order. Aunt Sapa standing there, and she don't like him nohow. It's him, man. She says, well, that ain't so much. Says, I could name all the states in order when I was a whole lot littler than you. Tyrone says, well, no wonder there was only 13 states then.
Montana Slim.
Jim, buddy, this is a heck of a question, but what do you think of our Saturday night doings down here, huh?
It's the grandest show on earth, buddy.
If you'd have said anything else, we'd have had to let you go, you know.
No.
Well, Slim, I'll tell you, how about you doing one of those fine yodel songs of yours for us, huh?
I'd like to do the first number I ever recorded, and here it is, folks. My Swiss Moonlight Lullaby.
That's the one.
Strolling along in the moonlight by a mountain stream. Oh, high up on the mountain, there lies my golden dream. There lives my sweetheart, waiting day by day, watching from the doorway of her moonlight Swiss chalet. It echoes through the canyon, along the mountain side, and sets my heart aflutter with a Swiss moonlight lullaby. Oh, yeah,
our Mr. Montana Slim was a great hand with the ladies.
Yeah, he's telling me something about it back there a while ago. Why?
Well, by mid, I don't know so much about that. Now, I just don't know so much about that, Red. You see, the other night after my gal Susie's birthday party, Montana Slim went home with me and my twin brothers, old Pete and Repeat, and spent the night with us there, see? Well, after we went to bed, me and Pete and Repeat, we made it up among ourselves that the next morning at breakfast there, we'd use the word morning for every time we kissed a pretty girl at the party that night. Well, Pete was the first one to come down that morning for breakfast. He stuck his head in the door and said, "Good morning, it's a nice morning this morning." Repeat is next, and he come in and says, "Good morning, it'll be a nice morning in the morning if in the morning is as nice a morning as this morning." Morning.
Had a big towel, didn't he?
And just about that time, Montana Slim stuck his head in the door and heaved a big sigh and said, "Hi, dear friends."
Oh, what a letdown. Well, I'm not sure how Slim made out with the ladies at the party, but I can assure you how Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet will be received as they sing, "There's a Meeting Going to Be Here Tonight."
I'm glad to get ready.
Well, I guess there's nothing more pleasant of a Sunday evening than to sit around in the yard with your folks and kind of recall some of the fine old sacred songs. That's what the Foleys did last Sunday, and we sure didn't forget to sing one of we particularly like called That Beautiful Home. There's a beautiful home far over the sea. There's a beautiful home for you and for me. And it's glittering clouds, the sun outshines, and the beautiful home someday shall be mine. In that beautiful home, dear friends, I shall meet. My coming to grieve, reunited will be with Jesus our King. While the ages roll on, his praises we'll sing. There's a light guiding me far over the sea. There's a beautiful and for me, and it's glittering clouds, the sun outshines, and a beautiful home someday shall be mine. When the moon comes over the mountain, that's one we all know, and of course on the second chorus, why, we want all you folks to join in with us. Here we go.
When the moon comes over the mountain, every beam brings a dream near of you. Once again,
boys, now let's really show the folks back home that we've got a big crowd of 4,000 or 5,000 people down here with us tonight and sing in your loudest and best voices once more. So let's go, Marvin, huh?
When the thank you.
the fellas the incident over there.
Oh, Brad Turner, I'm ashamed of you. Why, what's everybody interested in along about this time every Saturday night?
Oh, why, of course, it's
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Bob, he come in town with me, and I just left him down the street. I think he wanted to get some soap. Said he was after a few suds. I don't know, though. The sign, the place where he went in, Ed, had a sign on the front that said, if you're going to drive your husband to drink, drive him in here. Brother come in with us yesterday, too. Oh, he's so cute and sweet. Oh, he's the sweetest thing. He was over at the hotel, and he complained this morning that his room was so warm he had to get up in the middle of the night and take off his socks. Well, sir, we had us a yearly and annual fish picnic at Grinder Suite. We have it annually and every year, too. Oh, it is nice. My feller has it. He took me. We went together, just me by him. Oh, I'll tell you right now, though, he's getting awful absent-minded. Now, that boy knows every inch of that part of the country where the picnic was at. But before we got there, I bet he turned into 10 side roads. Worry about anything as long as I've got my feller Hezzy. Oh, the girls all think Hezzy's just handsome as get out. I know they do, because when I say ain't my Hezzy handsome, they say get out. It is up in the mountains where we had the fish fry. Oh, and it was just kind of cool, so I wore my new orange sweater. Brother said I wore my orange sweater so the boys would want to squeeze me.
Hey, Minnie.
Yeah.
Minnie Pearl.
What is it?
That there's my foot you stepped on, Minnie.
Well, excuse me,
Robbie. My head, I've got ingrown toenail large.
You have? Well, with a feet like yours, you'd have to back up to a door if you aimed to knock on it.
I know what you mean. They are shorty long, ain't they?
Yeah.
Minnie Pearl, I had me a good time at that there fish picnic.
You did?
The gals, they sure was in apple pie order.
What do you mean, Rodney, apple pie order?
Well, they were sweet, mushy, and had plenty of crust.
Oh. How about the fellers?
Oh, the fellers is all right. I was one of them. Yes, sir, the fellers was all right.
Well, that ain't no recommendation.
Well, no, but it's a good start.
I happen to know that the fellers are just as fresh as the fish.
What do you mean, Minnie, the fellers are just as fresh as the fish?
Well, I've seen several of them get slapped in the pan.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. And speaking of fish, Minnie, did you see that big old catfish I caught? I mean, I caught one. I caught a catfish, Minnie. Oh, I caught me
on the hook.
Huh?
On the hook?
No, I waited till the dog chased it up a tree and then caught it.
Fish with live bait, or do you fish with flies?
Minnie, when I go fishing, I fish with flies, eat with ants, and sleep with mosquitoes.
Have a good time. Rodney! I'd like to stay here and call the fat with you, Riley, but I got to get to the butcher's for the clothes. Got to get a piece of beefsteak for brother's black eye.
Well, poor old brother, did he get the black eye? Well, how in the cat herd did it happen, Minnie?
Well, he got that black eye Thursday for kissing the bride after the ceremony.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Well, ain't he kissed the married to cuss the bride? I mean, cuss the married to kiss the bride after the ceremony?
Yeah, but this year was 2 years after the ceremony.
Well, sir, we sure don't aim to ask Montana Slim to come all the way down here from Montana without him singing us another song. And the one that Slim picked out for us right now is one called I'm Gonna Tear Down the Mailbox.
Oh, well, here she comes. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox and tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm going out to the country, out on the RFD. There I'll get a catalog to keep me company. They say the postman always rings you twice. I don't know the gent. Every time the doorbell rings, the landlord for the rent. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm gonna write to the paper, put me in an ad. Tell the world my bed and boarders left me raving mad. I'm gonna buy a home and pigeon, send him on a call. I'll bet I'll get an answer, brother, that ain't all. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. I'm gonna pay up the taxes so that I'll be free. I don't want no doggone sheriff coming to your D. I had a gal who promised she would write, never would forget. She practiced on my checkbook, she's up the river yet. I'm gonna tear down the mailbox, tear up the address. I never get no letters anyhow. Thank you.
Hope you'll all like this one called No One to Cry To. No one to cry to, no one to say goodnight, no one to tell my troubles to. No one to sigh to, no one to hold me tight, no one to cheer me when I'm blue. I go home to my lonely room, find there's no one there, and each night I think of you. Please answer this one prayer and give me someone to cry to, someone to say I do, someone to whisper I love you. If I've done something very wrong, oh, please forgive me, dear. Won't you please promise from now I'll always find you near? Give me someone to cry to, someone to say I do, someone to whisper I love.
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Old Opry. United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.